first, basically for European people, his rhythm. You have to study that again and again and again. If you don't have the rhythm into your improvisations, it's not interesting. And it's not music. So this is the first point. That rhythm you can practice by trying to play percussion things. You can play different kinds of drums. And you can also try to just play rhythmically on your instrument, whatever you play your instrument. Just make some ostinato things, and then you can record, and then you see how you lose tempo, because you don't have the right life in it. You must understand, you must try to find out what it takes to keep the life into the music. Try to find out what it takes to that the music doesn't become boring when you play a repeated thing. And then, of course, you have to know the instrument, and you have to practice exercises in all the keys necessary. Know the chords also that belongs to the different keys. And the last thing is that it's good also if you compose. You try to make some little compositions. Maybe some of you already are doing some pieces and so. But it's good if you can write, just start simple pieces, and then try them out. You know, maybe you can make if you don't have a group to work with, you can make a tape composition where you have different voices, and just make short pieces. It doesn't have to be any big symphony. And so you make a little piece when maybe once a week or once every 14 days or so. So you have, after a while, you get to understand how you can work with the materials of the music, and it's the same material as you use when you improvise. So when you know how to work with a small theme, how you can change it around and make it sound different by putting different things to it, then that's the same principle that you use in improvisation also. That's all, I think.